Walking by Faith, Not by Sight, by Adam C. Olson. Dagi Ramirez de Vargas has been blind for 15 years, but in many ways she sees quite clearly. Physical vision is very entertaining, says the 70-year-old, but it can get in the way of our spiritual vision. Sister Dagi, as she is known, lost her eyesight when her retinas detached following cataract surgeries on both eyes. At first I wondered how I was going to do everything, she says. But I can get around just fine. I iron, I sew, I cook. No one comes in while I'm cooking, she laughs. I use some big knives. As worried as Sister Dagi was about maintaining her physical independence, she was just as determined to remain spiritually self-reliant, living by the light of her own personal testimony of Christ, rather than depending on another for a knowledge of the truth. The light of the gospel. Before she joined the church in 1962, Sister Dagi, now a member of the Miraflores ward, Vena del Marchile Archipalca stake, found herself newly married and wondering which church was right. One night she dreamed about people from around the world, and she saw unusual white clothing. The next day at the home where she was employed to help with cleaning, she recognized the same clothing drying on the clothesline. Her employer told her the clothing was associated with the temples of the Mormon Church. Sister Dagi was soon meeting with missionaries who'd come from around the world to open her spiritual eyes to the light of the gospel. A path lit by the Word. Sister Dagi loves the gospel of Jesus Christ, and she used to read her scriptures faithfully until she went blind. When I lost my sight, I prayed to be able to retain His Word, she recalls. Retaining His Word was important to her as a symbol of spiritual vision. And though she must now study the gospel in other ways, Sister Dagi believes, the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. She is a living example of the Savior's promise, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. According to her husband Juan, the Lord honored her sincere request. Her mind captures things well. She could discourse for hours, he smiles wryly. If you ask, you will receive, she replies. My spirit still has very good vision. The works of God made manifest. The experiences Sister Dagi has had, seeking to maintain both her physical and spiritual self-reliance since losing her eyesight, bring to mind the blind man in the Gospel of John, about whom the disciples asked, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? The Savior replied, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. John chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. The works of God have been made manifest in Sister Dagi's life. Despite being without sight, she has seen many miracles and can testify that we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. One Sunday evening, the family's home teachers visited. The family was struggling through unemployment at the time, and that night she had only a half cup of rice, a little bit of oil to cook it in, and two small tomatoes. But appreciative of these faithful home teachers, she asked them if they would like to stay for dinner. My daughter asked how I could do that, Sister Dagi recalls. She told her daughter to set the table. Then she went into the kitchen and prayed, Lord, thou fed 5,000. I'm asking only for 7. That rice fed 7 people, she testifies. Giving thanks for his marvelous light. Sister Dagi knows that though her physical eyesight has gone dark, there is a greater light by which to see. Isaiah taught, that the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. Jesus talked about people who could see but were blind. It is the same today, Sister Dagi laments. There are miracles all around us, but so many don't see them. Sister Dagi is grateful for the many blessings she enjoys and strives to live Peter's admonition to show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I'm content. Heavenly Father gave me a wonderful companion. We went to the temple and were sealed, she says. My life is full of miracles. Spiritually, I can see just fine. Sidebar: Individual revelation. If we lose our emotional and spiritual independence, our self-reliance, we can be weakened quite as much, perhaps even more, than when we became dependent materially. If we are not careful, we can lose the power of individual revelation. President Boyd K. Packer, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Solving Emotional Problems in the Lord's Own Way. Ensign, May 1978, page 92. End of the article, Walking by Faith, Not by Sight, by Adam C. Olson,